from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
A lot of texts on this fantasy sharing topic. We'll read them in just a second. Let's get to this distraught Yankee fan. I'll let you set this up because you showed this to me. The Yankee fan?
Oh, yeah. This is, well, all I can set up is the same way you saw it, was that Astros Future on Twitter had posted this. This is a Yankees fan. At first, I thought it was a Mariners fan, but you find out as she goes along that it is indeed a Yankees fan. I couldn't see. I think it was off of TikTok, so I don't know who the woman is, but she's a Yankees fan. She can go die. This is some Yankees fan just beside herself with frustration over the Astros getting their act together this year.
I am just here to remind everyone that the Houston Astros are inevitable. Someone explain to me how the Mariners had a 10-game lead in the division. 10 games. Now the Astros suddenly have a 5-game lead in the division. They are 11 of their last 12. And if I hear one person ever bitch and ever complain, oh, well, we just had too many injuries. Yeah? The Astros had a tortured pitcher's department to start the season. People were going, oh my gosh, that Josh Hader contract's not really aging well. Yeah? That Josh Hader entrance has me shaking in my boots. I am petrified of that sinker. Oh, Alex Bregman's not going to be easier. Nope, Alex Bregman is fine. And they have dealt with the most amount of injuries. And once again, they are like a bug. They are like a disease. No fan base has it easier than the Houston Astros. 8 straight trips to the ALCS. And guess where they're probably going again this year? They're probably going right back because Altuve keeps hitting that scoreboard. Thank you guys so much for beating the Red Sox yesterday. Yankee fans, we thoroughly appreciate it. But oh my gosh, I can't take it anymore. How this team just continues year after year after year to continue to win. Never again will I count this team out. Never again. Because they have proven me wrong time and time again. Whew. Sickening.
Is that a chicken with her at the end there?
So like, was there a chicken?
It sounded like a rock. There's a noise right before she goes out. Okay.
Now, the thing about the Yankees is, look, they still have a very respectable record, 74-53.
They're first in the league right now, right?
Yeah. But they're, I think they had started off looking at the Astros just an afterthought. And like, finally, we don't have to worry about the Astros this year. There's no way they can dig their way out of this hole. Because the Yankees have been through some trials and tribulations, but they still have a very good record. But they are, 21 games above 500 right now? They're 74-53.
Yep.
They were 21 games above 500 on June 1st. So, like, they've been hovering around they've been playing at a 500 clip that whole time.
They've been a few rough weeks.
They've been an average baseball team. Well, the Astros have reclaimed their status as a team to be, if not feared like they once were, at the very least, oh, they're going to be there again in the postseason. Great. Dude. And there's not a single Yankees fan alive. I think where she screwed up was at the end there, where it was like she was just coming to this realization or something. This is how Yankees fans have felt for a long time. they don't want to see the Astros in the ALCS.
No,
they
no,
just flat out they don't want to see Altuve in the ALCS specifically.
Yep. No, for sure. Okay, so some interesting things there with this video. Ben, can you play the very, just start it from the very beginning again? I'll down cue you.
I am just here to remind everyone that the Houston Astros are inevitable. Someone explain.
Okay, you can stop. She had a whiteboard that she was holding. I didn't see what was written on it. It said Astros, and it might have had like their record or something.
Yeah.
But that sound was her throwing the whiteboard.
Maybe
down.
It was the record, like when they were at their bottom there at the beginning of the season. I don't know.
Yeah. So she was throwing a whiteboard on the ground right there. Okay. Number two, I was impressed as a Yankee fan. She made it through that entire video, probably like 90 seconds. No curse words.
Yeah, I know.
Ben didn't have to do any work on that.
Yeah, I was nervous.
Are we sure she's a Yankee fan?
I thought I was going to overly text Ben. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's posing as a...
No curse words. It.
Usually if somebody's posing as another team's fan base, they make a real big mockery of it.
Yeah. Okay, the one thing she said in there that I take issue with is how easy it's been for Astro fans through the years.
Yeah, it's been hard,
it's so
man.
Much easier it's for Astro fans. I'm like, bro, we were persecuted for four years, like two years hardcore persecuted. Mm-hmm. And still to this day, there's still dummies around who don't realize their own teams were either doing or admitted to doing similar things to the Astros are doing, and they still try to persecute us, but we've got a hardened exterior now.
Yeah, Boomer Esiason, Yankees fan, wouldn't even acknowledge the day that the Yankees had to confess in court or disclose a letter that showed that they were up
sealed
to dodgery.
Letter, man. Yeah.
He wouldn't even acknowledge it on his blessed sports minute, his blessed sports 20
sports
seconds.
15 seconds, yeah. So I take issue with that. Like, it's been more fun to be an Astros fan because they win all the time.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it's easy. Dude, it's hard sitting there in a playoff series that goes seven games.
Heavy as the head that wears the crown, Yankees fans.
Man.
Don't envy us.
Yeah.
You know, ask your grandparents about it. Back when they were used to be really good, okay? Just don't act like it's some easy thing.
Right. Last bullet point, the bullet point of the superficial man.
Mm-hmm.
Say about like a 6.5, just appearance wise, but with that rant, probably a solid 7.5 for me.
Oh, as far as did you find her attractive with that hot, fiery sports?
Definitely, that makes her more attractive to me.
Uh-huh.
I don't care who the team is she roots for, like that type of fire about sports.
Mm-hmm.
If you're already kind of good looking to begin with,
yes. I got the split step rankings of the infielders back from Brandy.
Oh, let's give it.
So the split step, the little hop you take just as the ball crosses the plate.
And Brandy critiques these
she knows it from having played softball as an infielder, but also just that she coaches it to volleyball players because they don't do it naturally the way baseball players, or at least some baseball players, do. It's a very effective way to get a better first step on the ball. I remember that she had Bregman ranked top.
So you got that right.
Yeah, Bregman has the best split stop.
That's good.
Split step. Altuve after that. Singleton actually has a good one.
Does he?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Like Singleton's trying to do the most with what he's working with. And this, the one that I was, she's not sure about Dubon. Pena's kind of iffy with it. Pena's not as consistent with it.
You know what Pena strikes me as? Somebody, he strikes me like as one of those basketball players who's just so supremely, like physically talented that they forget about the fundamentals
sometimes. He gets away from that. Because
he's really talented
defensively. Oh, yeah, incredibly talented.
Yeah.
And then Yiner just doesn't use it at all. So
I can't blame him for that.
You transition from catcher to first base.
He'll get there.
He's got some time. He'll
get there, Brandy. Don't worry. He'll get there.
But yeah, it wasn't a surprise that Bregman was the top, like Mr. Fundamental.
No, Mr. Technician.
Yeah, he's got little Knox probably already split stepping
all
over the place.
Dude, Knox would have the second best one on the team right now if he were an Astro. Yeah, for sure.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Let's see here. This goes back to me sharing a fantasy team with Amy. I'd never share a fantasy team with my wife just because of how many arguments it would cause. LOL. She gets her own team and we play against each other in the same league.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was offered up to us too, but I think, Amy, we felt like this is something we could do together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, manage the team together. All caps, be a man, kick your wife off the team. No, it's going to go the other way around probably at some point.
Seems the shared email and the shared Facebook page seems to be universally hated by people.
Yes.
Except for the people that have it. I didn't even realize that was a thing because I'm never on Facebook, and I've never encountered a joint email account. I think the only time I've seen a joint email account and people I've dealt with is when they actually have like a business together, so I'm emailing the husband wife that makes sense,
or a special occasion. I've seen like there's a wedding coming up, so it's pendergastwedding@gmail.com or something.
Yeah.
They both have access to it, that kind of thing. That ever happens for me, like I don't want access to a wedding email.
Somebody took me to task for having the location tracker, like sharing with my wife. So I have this Life 360, which is good. It's really good for kids.
Yeah, my daughter has
it. You can follow
you.
So I got it. When I got it, it actually, like, I was joking that my wife needs it so she knows that I haven't gotten lost or something. My wife usually forgets that we even have the app. It is really helpful for, like, when you're coordinating, like, you're trying to get ready for a family event or something, and you want to see, okay, how long is it going to be before she gets back? And they're like, when's this gummy going to kick in? All that kind of stuff. You can kind of time things out better.
Gonna need to take two.
And I do worry about my wife when she's driving. So, like, when she has to drive on a long trip or something, I like being able to see that. Like, okay, she's moving along.
When's this gummy going to kick in? My girlfriend, now fiance, and I were in a fantasy league together. This is a text message. Her first time ever playing. We both made it to the semifinals. I was losing with no players left to play, but she had the Colts defense. So this guy is losing going into, like, Monday Night Football, and she has the Colts defense. So all the Colts defense has to do is just not screw up. And this young lady wins the game. Instead of telling her to take out her defense and guarantee, like, put in a defense that has a, you know, like, that's not playing or whatever, take out her defense and just not play one and guarantee her victory, I decided to say nothing. The Colts went out and got negative points.
Oh, wow.
And I moved on to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
In their league. Oh, that's nefarious. And yet she got engaged to you.
I think it's probably like sharing a fantasy team with your wife is like so many other things in life. It's just individual to that situation.
Yeah.
Some people should do it and some people should not.
Right.
It's like polyamory. It's not for almost anybody.
It's a lot to process.
Long term, but for some people, they seem to make it work, I guess.
If you mix up names,
theoretically,
it might not be for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to share your location, Sean, because you have to ask Amy permission before you go anywhere. That's a text message. It's not true most of the time. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Hey, there's preseason football tonight. Seth is excited about it.
I'm excited because,
there is one big reason to watch preseason football tonight. Seth's about to get fired up about it. That's coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.